Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight A&B Edition.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Amy. We decided to give podcasting a crack in the middle of Melbourne's many, many lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many.
So many.
Yeah, we decided to do this way back in 2020. It feels like so long ago, but yesterday all at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are usually joined by our lovely co-host, Sarah. However, Sarah is taking a well-deserved break slash mini hiatus slash she could have won the Eurovision Australia Decides competition, is currently posing as a man at the moment, and that's why she needed a break. We don't know. Yeah. But we wish her all the health and happiness life can give her. We love you, bitch. If you're listening, you're probably not. You're clearly sick of our shit, so your pops aren't listening to this.
She's clearly, in Al Capoca. She grabbed my ass right now.
Oh, yeah, that's her shit. Yeah. Anyway, Bianca and I are powering on. We are continuing to fuel this tangent train, so strap yourselves in.
But yeah.
What are we drinking?
Well, listeners, this is a bit of a double whammy, and I didn't finish my bottle from the last one. As you know, we've been doing a lot of double whammies because we're busy. But we want to keep bringing you content, so it is what it is. So I am still drinking the Cape Shank Pinot Noir, and I don't even know how to say that. Probably it's I could say Pinot Noir. Yep.
Peanut.
That's as Aussie as it gets. Peanut nah, mate. It's actually not nah, though. It's a bit nah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've cracked onto another bottle because.
Yeah,
this week's been long, so yeah, the first three quarters of a bottle didn't really touch the sides. Although when I edit this recording, I will probably see where it all turned pear shaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is your first week, full week back in the office, isn't it?
It is. So just a heads up for anybody who's just listening to their first episode, we have talked about lockdown so many times. So we've given updates about where we are, what we've done, what's happened to us during lockdown. And I have been pretty much steady with work. I've just been working from home. And at the start of the year, our bosses, full well knowing that we could go back to work if we wanted to, just sort of said, maybe just chill. Just chill. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, the numbers weren't real high, and then the crumpet came along, and we were like, yes, definitely stay home.
The Omni crumpet, the son of the crumpet. There was a lot going on, and there's a lot of people in my office that have small children going back to school, and kids are gross.
Mm-hmm.
Saying this as a parent of an 8-year-old, children are fucking gross. So we were all expecting for this to be like the 97th wave that we've seen, and we would all be back in lockdown again. But we didn't. Turns out the kids aren't as gross as we thought they were. So that's a win. Tick, win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so this week, as a member of the senior management team, I decided that it would be good of me to show my face every day of the week. So, it's been long.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
So hard.
Having to put a suit on every day. Jesus fucking Christ. Can't just run my fucking Zoom meetings in tracksuit pants? Like, what the fuck is this shit? So, it's hard. So, second bottle, here I come. Yeah. All right. Bianca, what is our topic for tonight?
Well, I'm doing a little dance and none of our listeners can see that because I'm so excited. Our topic tonight is, am I the asshole? The answer is yes, but only
always
sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, sometimes. Sometimes.
For me, it's always yes.
For you, yes.
Always,
So what is, am I the asshole? Well, it is I'd say it started on Reddit. Reddit is an open forum, kind of like the Yahoo forums a ye old yesterday.
Oh, yes. That's what that reminds me of now.
Yes, right?
Wow, you hit the nail. Well done, mate.
And it's just, it's more, I don't know, it was, I think it was created by millennials, elder millennials, and it's, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I have a Reddit account because I wanted to promote the podcast on there. I thought, here's another avenue. I'll make my own account. I'll go into podcast forums. I will post our podcast, our latest episodes, and I just get, bam, bam, can't post. I'm like, fucking why? You haven't been here long enough. I don't understand. What do you mean? So I'm on there. I'm just lurking the fuck out of everything. I will. I cannot post. I don't know how to post. I created my little character, made him colourful, and I don't know what else I'm doing there except reading.
You have to be this much of a creeper in order to make a comment.
I don't understand it at all. I don't, except for I know how to navigate and read things. That's about it.
You're doing much better than me, mate.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I'm at. And, yes, so I'm going to throw to Amy first for her Am I the Arseholes?
So I knew about this thread on Reddit. Is that what we call it?
Yeah,
it's my nerd terminology,
yes,
right?
Yes, good. Perfect.
Okay. Oh, look at me go. okay, but I didn't really understand how it works. Yeah, so I just catch the highlights when they make the news or they're on BuzzFeed on my Facebook. That's all I really see. So when I decided to get into some research for this topic, I was pleasantly surprised by what I found. And listeners, if you're not on this, get on this shit. I'm not talking about Reddit, like, in general. I mean, there's probably lots of interesting stuff on there. But just this one, Am I the Arsehole? Otherwise known as AITA.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I think people need to get around this. Fuck off. I know I'm late to the party. I know everybody else has done this and they're over it. I'm not. So fuck off.
Oh, no. I'm just getting on board to this. Is there a Facebook group like this? Like, I need to get in there and I want to comment and just, yes, you're the arsehole. Or no, you're not an arsehole. Calm down.
I'm sending a team to talk you down because, honey, you're being gaslighted. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Gaslit. I don't know how you're going to say that. But anyway, yeah, so I'm late to this party, but, man, am I loving this? I'm just like, is there a chat room for this stuff? Oh, no, wait. It's 2022. We don't do that anymore. So
yeah. It's not Yahoo.
it's not that. Okay, cool. All right. So I have two, and this is my first one, and I'm going to do my first one. I'm going to throw to Bianca because I feel like there's going to be some very different ones that Bianca and I have pulled out just based on our personality types. So yeah. This is a work-themed one because, as I said before, I'm back at work full-time, which is fine, totally fine about it. I'm only working 15 minutes from home, but this one struck a chord, so here we go. I'm going to read it verbatim from the Reddit feed.
Yeah,
so
that's the same with mine too. Mine are going to be completely verbatim.
So yeah. I am just going to read, and then we are going to discuss, people. We're going to discuss. Okay, so here we go. I recently got a new co-worker at my job who seems to be a bit of a problem starter. He argues with management and doesn't follow direction. He's been there for about a month and he's already gotten into trouble multiple times and has yet to be given a formal written write-up. So the main issue I have with him is his lack of boundaries. He always tries to get me to stop what I'm doing and help him with something and then will insinuate that it is my fault whenever there's an issue because with his work because he wasn't trained. Ugh. I trained him briefly and it seems like he understood, but he's having issues now and won't go to management about it unless I don't have time to help him. He always sits at the desk I share with my coworker, even though he has his own desk. He offers to go and sit back at his desk, but then he gets upset if I actually make him do it. the other day, he said I could sit there, and I told him that I did have some work to do, so I would need to use my computer. And he condescendingly offered it up, but seemed surprised that I actually had something to do. I told him that he shouldn't offer and then get upset when someone actually took him up on whatever he was offering. Because it was my desk, I had the right to sit there and do my work. He had a perfectly good task that he was supposed to do, and he didn't like to sit at a, he had a perfectly good desk that he didn't like to sit at for whatever reason. I told him that maybe we should just stick to sitting at our own assigned places because he wouldn't like it if I sat at his desk. He got mad and told my manager that I was strong-arming him, which is not true because I was pretty polite about it. He ended up getting written up for being disrespectful of the space. I'm glad that I was really civil with him, but I feel bad that he got written up. It's not like I asked him to do any – sorry. It's not like I asked him to do that. Oh, sorry. I'm reading this wrong because I'm trying – because there was a few little stuff-ups in it and I was trying to overcompensate for little fuck-ups and now I'm not reading it properly. Okay. It's not like I asked them to do that, so meaning management. And I think it was about time that he got disciplined for something, but I don't know if this was the right situation. Lots of my co-workers think that I was in the right for standing my ground and claiming my rightful space, but I feel guilty that he got in trouble for it, and I thought the discussion would be fine.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's it. So I'm going to throw it out there, not the asshole. Why? Because boundaries in the workplace are important. You're not at home. You can't just play mind games with people. No one cares. Just do your work and go home. If you have friendships with a coworker, awesome. That's amazing for you. Keep your friendship shit out of work and everyone will be happy.
Sounds like he was very underqualified for the job to begin with and was just basically learning how to do the job from the ground up. And I think he might have personally, it sounds like he lied maybe on his resume. I'm saying this person is, NTA, not the arsehole.
Yeah, and look, I think too that sometimes, like I've experienced this in the many workplaces that I've been in, is that some people are not getting enough attention at home from whoever is at home, if there is anybody at home. So they feel the need to just start drama at work. It's not the place for it, people. Yeah, they pay your salary. Stop it. And frankly, you're going to come across somebody who's got a bigger dick than yours and they're going to put you in your place because that's what happens in a workplace.
Yep.
And they're going to shut you down quite legitimately and succinctly. So just don't. Just don't. Yeah. Anyway, Bianca, what's your one?
Okay. So my first. This is just terrible. Am I the asshole for making my children pay for their own portion of our family vacation? We have been planning on going on a vacation to Cuba for the Christmas holidays for a week. It's pretty pricey during Christmas holidays, but that's the only time we all can go. We have three children, 20-year-old female, 15-year-old male, 12-year-old female, who we are making them pay for their own ticket and part of the hotel since we wouldn't be financially stable enough to pay for 5 plane tickets and such. My 12-year-old daughter has been complaining that since the other two have jobs and she doesn't, that it's not fair. However, we've decided to stick firm with it and be equal to them all. Their other option, if they don't want to pay, is staying at grandma's. She, as a 12-year-old female, has savings which are just enough to cover the vacation, but she also wants to save up for a phone. My other two children aren't happy that they have to pay for their own, but they are willing to since we'd be going to Cuba. Am I the arsehole for making them pay? I feel like most families don't make their children pay for their own tickets, But since we all really want to go, my wife and I think it's the best option. And they edited this but and said, my 12-year-old daughter, almost 13, is going to grade 8 and she has worked at our business a couple of times for me, which I would pay her for. So, yeah, just straight up, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 12.
She's 12.
20-year-old? 20-year-old? 100%. Totally
that's
understand.
Really.
Yep. So the 15-year-old, oh, look, they I would say they'd be going to school. Okay. It doesn't say whether they are or not, but the 20-year-old can work a full day. The 15-year-old has to go to school and then work. So maybe half, not full. They can't work a full day. They can't, you know, you're forcing this poor person or what they go, Cuba or grandma's? Cuba or grandma's? That's, come on. I mean, grandma's is great. Grandma's is great. Don't get me wrong. Love Nana.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Cuba or Nana's?
Not Cuba, though.
It's not Cuba.
20-year-old female might be in college.
So might be.
Could still be in school because it sounds like it's American.
Yep.
So
yes.
Could. However, the person has written that they have a business that they can, they could probably offer their kids a form of employment. I don't know whether they're paying them 5 cents a day. I don't know how that works. But
and like the 12-year-old, all her savings, when you realistically think about it and think about yourself when you were 12, your savings would have been birthday money, Christmas money. Like this is money you were gifted.
Which if you wanted to go to Cuba, then yes. Like I went to the US when I was 15 and I didn't have a job. And my mom scrimped and saved every little thing that she possibly could to send me on this trip. Had I had an opportunity to contribute, I would have because that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The 12-year-old's hard because she's got her savings, yes, but she's trying to save up for a phone. So, this is like a bit of a life lesson. Do you want a phone or do you want to go to Cuba? Okay.
No, I don't think it's a life lesson. She's 12. Just pay for a ticket. Honestly, yeah.
And I think, too, that maybe like a hybrid, like if you say, okay, I'll pay for your ticket and your accommodation, spending money. If you want to buy things while we are there, right, you're only going to get a very limited amount from us because we are struggling to get you all there. So you might get $10. The rest of it has to come out of your own pocket.
Yes, 100% agree.
Maybe, and then, like, the 20-year-old and the 20-year-old, I don't know, almost, like, I'll pay half if you really want to come. Like, shouldn't you be able to pay maybe half? I don't know. Like, you know, like, when your parents, well, my parents bought me my car for, I think it was $20, but anyway, your first car is usually like, well, if you save up half, I'll match whatever you save.
Yeah.
It's an incentive situation. This doesn't seem like it's an incentive. It's just like, do what I tell you to do or else.
Mm. So yeah, you're shafted to grandma's. I say they're the arsehole, absolutely.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Mm.
I tend to agree. All right, shall I crack on to my number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so again, reading verbatim. This happened last week. I told my husband, this person is a 26-year-old female, told her husband, a 31-year-old male, that I was planning on having a girls' night in at home. And he initially said, no, not here, go to a hotel or something. I said, I couldn't afford a hotel and there was no need for one. He asked us if he could join us if he's going to allow it. I said, no, that's not how girls' night in work. He eventually agreed to let me have it and even said that he would go out so that my friends would be comfortable. I invited the girls over and most of them had a lot of heavy venting to do. At some point, things got a bit emotionally charged and there was crying. Lots of it. After that, we brought in the food and drinks and when I went to turn the TV on, I spotted a small device tucked on the side. I had a look and eventually discovered that it was actually a recording device. I was in disbelief. I knew my husband had put it there to listen to our private talk, which felt highly violating. I didn't hide it from the girls. I showed them the device. I called my husband and told him to get home, and I confronted him right there in front of the girls. The girls were shocked, and my husband denied it. After I flipped out and called him out on it, then he said he was feeling curious to know what we were talking about and wanted to make sure that we weren't trash talking him specifically. The event was obviously cut short and the girls left. I kept lashing out on him for ruining the night and possibly my relationship and trust with my friends. I said that not only did he violate my privacy, but my friends as well, because they were talking about very personal stuff. He argued that it was no big deal and that I should have let him join us if we had nothing to hide, and this was on them for opening up about private matters to begin with. He went on to talk about how I humiliated him to call him out in front of my friends. I told him that they deserve to know who he really is after what he's done. We argued some more and then he went out again. We're in conflict till today. I feel like I made a mistake calling him out like that, aside from how I felt about it. He claims that my friends will no longer respect him. Am I the asshole? Just fucking wow.
This person
This person is not the asshole.
Oh my
god. This is a massive red flag, and behavior like this is simply not okay. We can debate about whether she's an asshole for calling out her husband in front of her friends. That's the question. Oh.
Well, it sort of depends on the level of friendship, I feel. Like, for an instance, if this was me and that was my partner listening in on you, me, and Sarah, I would just call them out in front of you and you would be like, right, you're coming to my house. And, yeah, I'd pack up my shit and I'd be gone.
And I think
wouldn't be any of this, oh, they're you two going home and I'm still going with this. Oh, no.
I think there's an element too that's not being addressed that she saw what it was, she bought out the food and drink, so they probably all got a bit tanked, and then she was fired up, and then she started screaming at him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. This person sounds like he's a bit of an abuser, maybe not physically, maybe just mentally. So calling him out in front of your girls is almost like a safety net, because if he loses his shit, someone's there to witness this. I fully understand that. However, I feel like this might have been something that she could have addressed after they left, not for his sake at all, but for her friend's sake, because I know full well that I'm a strong human and I wouldn't have this conversation with my partner in front of you guys because it's awkward for you guys.
That is true.
I wouldn't want to put you in a situation where you felt real awkward about witnessing what was going down. If I felt like I needed backup, oh, fuck yeah. You two are standing behind me and you're going, yeah, fuck yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yes, okay. But we can debate about whether she's an asshole for calling out her husband in front of her friends. But the bigger issue here is, how is it okay that he planted a listening device to spy on his wife?
Yeah.
He should be asking, is he the asshole for planting a listening device to spy on his wife's fucking girl's night in? How do you think that's okay? What,
that is so narcissistic. Like, oh, just to make sure you're not trash talking me. Fuck off. Fuck right off. And when you get there, fuck off some more.
It's like people feeling really insecure about their partners going off to see strippers. Just have the conversation. If you're feeling insecure and just like, why does he need to look at strippers? I'm right here. You're like, okay, cool. Just have the conversation. Don't be crazy about it. Just like, I just want to understand the motivation. And if he says, oh, look, all my mates are doing it, I'm just honestly following the crowd, it's not about you, I'm totally happy with you, it's totally fine, then you can say, okay, cool. But just have an honest conversation. If you've got an insecurity, just tell your partner, that's what they're there for. Have the conversation. I'm really concerned that you're going to trash talk me. And I would prefer it that if you were going to say something negative about me, that you and I talk about it instead of you trash talking me to your friends, because I feel like that's a bit underhanded. I'd rather just talk our issues out because we're partners.
Yeah.
Have a rational conversation. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
So no, that contributor was not an asshole. Her husband was. And honey, if you're listening to this, just put your hand up. We'll send a team. You're being gaslit into bullshit, and we're there for you. Friday Night Wildfire is here for you, darling.
Yeah. Far out.
The border is open. We are ready to travel.
Oh, yes. So down. I've got this month off, so I'm good. Tap me in. Come in.
I don't, but I can work. I can work from my laptops. I can work from anywhere.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
What's your second one?
I have two more. Because I had three that were varying opinions. The first one for me was so much, yes, you're the arsehole. So the second one is a different opinion of mine. Am I the arsehole for telling my extended family how many men, roughly, my sister has slept with after she outed our youngest brother as a virgin? Right. This sounds like my family, so it's just great. We had a family dinner this evening. My family has four kids in total. Me, my elder sister is 29, my younger sister is 24, and youngest brother who's 22. Extended family attended our family dinner, so all of our significant others, our cousins, aunts, uncles, etc. During the dinner, my elder sister and youngest brother got into a mild disagreement. My sister seemed, at least to me, to be coming across as very aggressive out of frustration and losing said argument. The two of them were too absorbed in their argument to realize the rest of us were getting a bit fed up.
We're bored. Move on.
Yep. Eventually, my sister got really fed up and said, "Shut up. I'm not going to argue with a 22-year-old virgin." My brother hadn't done any personal attacks up until that point. It was completely unprovoked. I think it might have been the alcohol, as my sister is a mean drunk. I
told you wine was fun.
Anyway, I immediately told my sister to grow up and that she was making an embarrassment of herself. She replied by saying everyone knows he's a virgin and she didn't say anything wrong. This annoyed me, as my bro definitely has confidence issues and doesn't need to be made fun of like this. So I responded, it's definitely me, by saying how she slept with well over 100 men while she was in college. And that since everybody in the family knows this, it's not a big deal, right? Turns out her husband didn't know this, amazingly. I genuinely assumed he must have known.
This is a conversation you have, right?
Yeah. Yep. He left the party angrily, saying my sister misled him about her past.
Ugh.
Yep.
It was before you fuck off.
I know. It's brilliant. So the family is blaming me for their marital problems. I refuse to accept I did anything wrong. My sister bullied my brother in front of everyone. All I did was give her a taste of her own medicine.
She bullied your brother in front of everybody, and then you outed her in a lie to her own husband and made her look like a dipshit. That's on her. Sorry. I feel like this is on her. What's your take?
Everyone's the arsehole.
Okay. That's a good one. We didn't explain that. What that situation is. So everybody in this situation is an arsehole.
Yep. So it just is. I mean, the sister picked on the brother. She's an arsehole. The brother had started the fight.
He's
the arsehole. The person who wrote in, went too far with getting her back. They're an arsehole. Sorry, everyone's an arsehole. And then the family is blaming her for the other sister's marriage problems. They're arseholes too. Everybody here's an arsehole. And they all need to calm the fuck down and move on.
Oh God. This is like this sort of shit's happened in my family.
Yes.
So many times.
Yep.
But my family is so I don't know what to call it, fucked up, that instead of this turning into this massive fight, it's like, you're a virgin, you're a slut. And everyone goes, I'm bored. This is shit. Oh, you're a slut, are you? Cool. Next, what are we drinking? Where's dessert? Like, no one fucking cares. If you're a virgin, no one fucking cares. If you're a slut, no one fucking cares. Like, I feel like my family are just so disjointed from any of this. Like, they just wouldn't pick up and go, it's a problem. If someone's partner had a problem with this, I think as a joint family response would be just like, well, that sounds like a you problem. We're not getting involved.
Yeah. So I actually read that one to my daughter and she's gone, she's not an asshole because, I mean, it's just to deserve that. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't have siblings and, like, I mean, it's my fault, but, you know, it's definitely, like, as a parent, nope, everybody here is an asshole. You can all fucking go to your rooms. Like, everybody to a corner, 10 minutes.
And that's the thing is that as a parent, I think at these sorts of functions when your children are legally able to consume alcohol and you endorse this by providing said alcohol, if you have to put your grown-ass children in timeout, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
You, that corner. You, that corner. 10 mm-hmm. minutes. Sort your shit out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we argued for a bit about that this afternoon. That was funny. She's like, no, but it's not fun. And she's getting right into it. No, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was good. it's a good argument.
Sometimes to understand some of these, you really need to understand what it's like to be systematically shut down by your own sibling. Someone who's been in the trenches with you. It was like us versus mum and dad or mum or dad mm-hmm. or whoever's around or grandma or auntie or whatever. And to understand that this is a person that was supposed to be in your corner and then they just fucking destroyed you. Bastard!
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did have a last one, but I'm going to leave it. You can edit it. You can read it later. So that way we've got 2 each.
Cool. All right, well, I had so much fun researching this topic as I did with the other topics over the past few weeks. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, mm-hmm. email us at fridaynightwinefight@gmail.com or hit us up on any of our socials, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook. Tune in for next week's special on Easter. Yeah, we haven't done an Easter episode yet, so Bianca and I are going to tackle it.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening. And if you liked this episode, share us with your friends. Don't keep us a secret. Good night, y'all.
Tell your mum.
Tell your mum.
Bye.
Bye.